We're up to Perek Dal Mishneh Ches, Zecher Nishmas, our dear Talmud, Daniil Chernikov. The previous Mishnayos we had learned that there are times of Chiyuv for Leket Shichlan Peah, and times an individual is exempt in Leket Shichlan Peah if the harvest takes place when the individual is exempt. For example, if he's a Gentile or it belongs to Hegdish, so then even if his status is changed, he becomes a Jew, or it's redeemed from Hegdish, there are times that he's going to be Pater. The Mishnah now, on Mishnah Ches, finds analogies to this instance in other areas of Mitzvah Satulis Baretz. Says the Mishnah, Kayotze bo, ha-magdish peirosav achelo bo l'onas ha-maisros, Ufdan Chayovin. Similarly, an individual who makes his fruits Hegdish, he says, I'm designating them to Hegdish prior to being mature enough for the state of Maestros. In order to be Chayav in Maestros, a fruit needs to reach a certain maturity, which is spelled out in Perek Aleph in Meseches Maestros. The fruit needs a certain size. What happens if an individual is magdish, his peros, prior to being a bar chiyuv of maestros? And then he goes along and he redeems it. Ufadaan chayovin. If he redeems it before it reaches the onus of maestros, so then at the time that he's redeemed it, it's still not chayiv. And then when it hits maturity, it already has the status of regular chulin. What happens if he's magdish it only after it's reached its state of maturity, and then he redeems it? So then in such a case, he'd be chayiv. Higdishon achelo nigmaro, if he was magdish it before maturity, ugmaron hagizbar, and it matures by the treasure of hagdish, v'achar kach pedon, and then after it's redeemed, because at the time of the chiyuv, it was potur. Now, many of the Rishonim discuss whether our Mishnah is talking about a case of maturity as described in the first parak of Maestros, in which if the fruit has reached the maturity of a ripe fruit, so then in such a case there is a chiyuv of maestros, and one is not allowed to be mafreshit if it's one in one's house. However, one is allowed to eat it in the field. However, there is another stage of maturity, and that is not only a maturity in terms of the fruit itself, but the Mishnayos and Maestros and Perek Hey describe a maturity of production, that it is entirely finished in its development from the perspective of the farmer. It is piled up. Or in the Shonos of the Mishnayos, it is considered miruach begoron. In that case, then one is not allowed to even eat the fruit in the field. Now, the simple reading of the Mishnah, when it says ugmaron nigmaru, seems to indicate that we're talking about the second stage, in which the Mishnah is describing an instance when it would be asur even to eat in the field. This is how the Rash and Bar Tanura learn. The Rambam does not learn this way, but the Rambam requires explanation because the simple reading of the Mishnah of Gemaran sounds like it's been entirely completed in its agricultural process. Mishnah Tes. Mishalakare sapeya. If an individual collects peya, the corner has been left over for poor people, and Reuven collects the fruits, or more precisely, the vegetables, or the harvest. The Omar harezu li'ish ploni ani. However, Reuven himself is not collecting for himself. He's collecting for a poor person. Not only is he collecting for a poor person, but he himself is not a poor individual. Can he be zoche on behalf of a poor person? Rebbe Eliezer Omer Zachalo. Rebbe Eliezer says that even a wealthy person could pick the pay up, which he's not entitled to. If he would take it home, it would be gzela.
V'chachamim omrim yitnena le'anish shenimtza rishon. Rabbi Eliezer says that he could pick it up and be mezake it, be kone it, acquire it on behalf of the ani, while the chachamim say no, he cannot. What is behind this machlokas? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia describes that there is a rule of mitoch sheyachol hayel hafkir nechasav amigu. Since in theory every wealthy individual can declare his all of his property ownerless and not his, he himself is really no different than an ani. Haleket v'ashikra v'apeya, the Mishnah concludes, shel nachri chayav b'maisros. The leket, shikra, and peya of a Gentile is chayav in maisros, elim kein hifkir. Only if he was mafkir it, would it not be. Now we know that leket, shikra, and peya are exempt from maisros. What happens if a Gentile who's not chayav in leket, shikra, and peya leaves over the corner of his field, so the kula becomes a chumra? Because if a poor person goes and collects the leket, shikra, and peya, he will still have to be mafrish, trumos, and maisros. The exception is if the individual is mafkir. If he's mafkir, then that rule does not apply. There is a discussion about why the nachri would create this din in regards to his meiser. At the end of the day, there is a discussion, im yesh kinyan lenachri lahafkia mitrumos and meisros. At first glance, if we say that a Gentile, his kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, can affect trumos and meisros, so then that halacha would be relevant over here. In other words, the Rambam writes that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who says that a Gentile does not have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to remove the chiyuv of trumas and maisros. And hence the leket shikha and peya would be chayiv, because if we would say, yesh kinyan la'akum lafkiyam mitrumas and maisros, so then in such a case, there would be no issue of the maisros in our Mishnah. One final agadic point, in the reisha of our Mishnah, we saw that an individual can be zocha, a wealthy, a millionaire. Warren Buffett could be zocha on behalf of an ani. Why? He's not entitled to pick up the peya. What right does he have to make the kinyan? The Gemara in Bava Metzia we saw explains because he has the ability to be mafkir his nechasin. It seems to me that the Gemara in Bava Metzia is making a very powerful point, and that is, deep down, there's no difference between a wealthy individual and a poor person. In one simple utterance, a wealthy person could remove himself entirely from his nechasim. He could turn himself into an ani. In other words, you and I are really not different from each other, no matter what is in our bank account. And that means that if a person wants to change himself, sometimes a simple utterance could go a very long way.